Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night skies over Israel are clear and serene, with pleasant warmth lingering in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect evening to enjoy some time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Senior Minister Eli Cohen says Israel will continue its attacks in Gaza. 9 people reportedly died earlier today in IDF strikes, including children. That's according to the Times of Israel. Also, Saudi Arabia and its Middle East neighbors are urging Iraq to control Iranian-backed militias. These militias are allegedly using Iraq to stage attacks on countries like Saudi Arabia and Syria. More details from the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, President Donald Trump recently revealed that he canceled a planned joint assault with Israel on Iran. This decision followed a request from Saudi Arabia, says the foreword. Separately, Palestinian media reports a senior Hamas military official was eliminated in an IDF strike in Gaza. The report comes from Israel Hayom Hebrew. And finally, President Trump's canceled assault on Iran appears to have surprised Israeli officials. The JTA notes that the move has left Israel unsure of Trump's intentions going forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared just minutes ago that 5 Lebanese soldiers were injured after their vehicle hit an explosive device in southern Lebanon. The device is believed to belong to Hezbollah. I-24N, EWS English also noted that the IDF concluded the explosive device belonged to Hezbollah, not the IDF, as of earlier today. The Times of Israel posted earlier that Israeli officials were not informed about the cancelled Iran attack. They remain uncertain about Trump's strategic goals. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Eli Cohen, a senior Israeli minister, stated earlier today that attacks will not cease. According to the Times of Israel, the cabinet has not yet discussed a disarmament plan, which Hamas reportedly agreed to last week. This ongoing conflict continues to claim lives, including those of children, raising humanitarian concerns. Turning to regional tensions, Saudi Arabia and its neighbors are pressuring Iraq to address the activities of Iranian-backed militias. The Jerusalem Post reports that these militias are using Iraq to launch attacks against countries such as Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Kuwait. This escalation could lead to further instability in the region. Meanwhile, former President Trump disclosed that he canceled a joint military action with Israel against Iran. The foreword reveals that this move came after a plea from Saudi Arabia. This decision seemed to catch Israeli officials off guard, as noted by the JTA, reflecting the unpredictability of international alliances. That strike on a senior Hamas official in Gaza happened a short time ago. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the official Nafaj Sabi was involved in information security for Hamas. This elimination follows Israel's ongoing military operations in Gaza, highlighting the continued strife in the area. On the economic front, first, Index Ventures has raised $3.5 billion to expand its investments in AI and Israeli startups. CTech reports that the firm is focusing on cybersecurity and infrastructure, reflecting the growing demand in these sectors. Separately, a significant deal in the gas field involving Tetzvika has revealed the value of his holdings in Aphrodite. According to Israel Hayom Business, although Tzvika is not directly involved in the deal, it highlights the business potential in the region's energy sector. And finally, there's a surge in AI-based searches among consumers. A report from Walla Business indicates that traffic from AI-driven users to shopping sites has quadrupled. This trend underscores the shifting landscape of retail and the importance of technology adaptation. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.